Welcome to Royal Caribbean International's podcast series. We take you behind the scenes of the world's best loved and most innovative cruise line. Today, we look at the culture of cruising. Cruising captures the imagination of vacationers from all over the world. And yet some of us still don't get what the fuss is about. We talked with Royal Caribbean officers, staff, and guests. What is this thing called cruising?
We love the food, entertainment, the people. We cannot imagine a better vacation. Everything that we want is right here.
I feel like it's having my own private yacht.
So there's something special about being on a magnificent ship on the high seas.
When you sail off from the harbor in a huge, impressive ship, you feel like you've joined a luxurious, exclusive community. Royal Caribbean Captain William Wright.
They love the romance of being on the high seas, of sitting in their balcony and enjoying a drink and looking at the sundown.
But a few decades ago, travel by ship was a completely different experience.
I think if we go back to the golden days of passenger vessels, the Queen Mary, the Queen Elizabeth, the Normandy, the United States, the old France, and all of those remarkable ships, they were built for an entirely different purpose. They were built for transportation. Speed was very critical so that they could transport their passengers across the Atlantic Ocean, typically, as quickly as possible. You were not there really for the entertainment of going from A to B.
Some people still think there's nothing to do on board but eat and play shuffleboard. Not anymore. A ship like Liberty of the Seas offers more activities than a small-sized city. Royal Caribbean Hotel Director Martin Risley.
It's a fantastic environment, and there really is something for everybody of all ages, from all walks of life, to do and to entertain themselves.
In many ways, you could say the ships are almost becoming a destination unto themselves. And in fact, I know it to be the case that many of our guests on our vessels like Liberty of the Seas find the ship so remarkable and so many things to experience and do that they don't even bother getting off the ship when the ship is in port.
And what you can do? How about surf on the ship? Or learn to scuba dive, play basketball, soak in a whirlpool perched high off the side of the ship, see a Broadway class show, dance, karaoke, gamble, sing along at a piano bar.
If you want to go surfing on the Liberty of the Seas, be my guest. If you want to go ice skating, be my guest. If you want to go rock climbing, be my guest. Or if you want to just take that good book and sit on the deck chair and enjoy life on a great ship on the high seas, be my guest.
Some people still believe that cruising is just for adults. On board, we have a kids program called Adventure Ocean. Here's staff member Jump Rope Jessica.
What is Adventure Ocean? It's an activity-based edutainment program. We run activities for children between the ages of 3 and 17. We have computers on board where the kids can play and learn. We've also got, like I said, our science program and our art program also. Every art lesson that we do has a lesson plan.
And some people think there's still a class system on ships. Do we still have to choose between opulent first class or lowly steerage?
Today's cruise ships, there's only one class, and that's our guests. Different categories of staterooms, but the ship itself, the various dining rooms, everything is open to everybody.
And the first-time cruisers, once they've experienced this, they realize what a fantastic vacation it is.
Our first cruise, our table mates, became very close friends of ours, and we cruise every year with them.
And as Royal Caribbean's guests can testify, whether it's their first or 52nd cruise,
everything's taken care of, you're catered to, it's a great experience.
Royal Caribbean says get out there and just cover every nook and cranny, do everything there is to do, and you'll take home wonderful memories, and you will no sooner be off this ship when you are planning your next trip.
Thanks for joining us for this special podcast. Be sure to check back for more opportunities to go behind the scenes at Royal Caribbean International. And don't forget, get out there,